7 through 9, Residential Planned Community, RPC, CZ number 1458, Final Site Plan and Updated Master Plan.
This is a revised final site plan and corresponding master plan for the Baywood Residential Planned Community, RP Phases 7 through 9, for revision to the previously approved plans to replace townhomes along Loftway and Dogleg Way, detached single-family home sites, and to allow for minor revisions to lot lines within the remainder of Phases 7 through 9 to be within the existing and previously approved Baywood Residential Community. Specifically, the plan proposes 144 single-family lease lots with a reduction of 28 units, 130 units originally approved in Phases 7 through 9 of the project. The Residential Planned Community was established through change of zone number 1458, GRRPC, located on 722.316 acres and permitted under the 330 units previously approved and within the threshold of the 1,056 units permitted. The application was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, January 21st, 2003, subject to 14 conditions of, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 1578. Staff are in receipt of Sussex Conservation District approval for the updated unit type changes and any proposed grading and stormwater management changes which may result from this proposal. An updated master, noting the proposed change in unit types and totals, has also been included for the commission's consideration and separate approval. Property is lying on the southwest side of Banks Road, Sussex County Road 298, at the intersection of Banks Road, Sussex County 298, and Greens Road, Sussex County Road 298, in Millsboro, Delaware. Revised final site plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 234, MAP 23.00, parcel 274.00. Zoning is GRRP, General Residential, Residential Planned Community District, and in receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have any questions about this one?
Thank you.
No.
Great. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that regarding CZ 1458, we approve the revised final site plan and updated master plan for Baywood Phase 7 through 9.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the Baywood Phases 7 through 9, Residential Planned Community, change of zone 1458, revised final site plan and updated master plan. As all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2022-16, Armada Final Subdivision Plan.
This is a final subdivision for the Armada subdivision, 2022-16, which consists of the creation of 67 single-family lots. Preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission at a meeting of Thursday, May 11th, 2023. Property is located on the south side of Harmon's Hill Road, Sussex County 302. This final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision code, as well as all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 234, MAP 16.00, parcels 25.00 and 5.05. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approval.
Anyone have any questions about this one?
No.
Okay. Great. So, Mr. Chairman, regarding 2022-16, Armada Final Subdivision Plan, I move that we grant approval.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 22-16 Armada Final Subdivision Plan. As all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan 17-50, Bayshore Plaza Parcel A, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for two structures. Building A will consist of 60,000 square feet of indoor storage cubes with a 1,200 square foot canopy to be located in the front building, in the front of the building, and Building B will consist of 39,000 square feet of indoor storage cubes with a 1,200 square foot canopy to be located in the front of the building. Site will also include, and for boat and camper parking, 20 parking spaces in the rear of the property, and also proposes a minor subdivision of the parcel into two separate parcels, with proposed A, parcel A consisting of 1.51 acres, which will contain Building C to include a future patio, not part of this proposal, and Buildings A and B will be parcel A1 consisting of 1.70 acres, which will also include the boat camper parking area. Plans for a hotel and retail building were previously approved by the commission for the property in 2008 and 2018, and submitted a waiver to allow for 19 parking spaces to be located in the front yard setback, which was part of the original 2008 and 2018 plans that were approved for the property. Staff note that the entirety of the subject property is located within a wellhead protection area, and that a hydrological analysis post-development recharge quantity will meet or exceed the existing pre-development recharge quantity as under the provisions of Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. Plans were reviewed by the Sussex Conservation District and the Sussex County Engineering Department, who have noted that the plans to be compliant with their regulations and code requirements. Therefore, other than the parking within the front yard setback, the plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is lying on the east side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 0.6 miles south of Long Neck Road, Route 23 in Millsboro. Tax parcel is District 234, map 23.00, parcel 269.19. Zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are both preliminary and final approval.
So what was the change, though, for the revision? What was being revised? Ugh, I can't talk.
It's my understanding, the placement and the size of the buildings.
That's why I wasn't picking that up. And we already did the front yard setback approval. So, okay, anybody have anything on this? Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to S1750 Bayshore Plaza, Parcel A, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary and final.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the site plan 17-50 Bayshore Plaza Parcel revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Next item is site plan 24-82, Melinda Bonnell, Chickberry Farms, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan submitted on behalf of Melinda Bonnell for Chickberry Farms, the existing use of an events venue. The site consists of 4,115 square feet of wedding event venue stage, one-story meadow building, parking, and other site improvements. Conditional use number 2463 was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, July 16th, 2024, through ordinance number 3032. Parcel is lying on the north side of Justice Farm Road, Sussex County Road 449A. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 232, map 19.00. Parcel 45.00, portion of. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, S-24-82, Melinda Bonnell, Chickberry Farms. I move for approval of preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon all receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
And moving and seconded to approve site plan S-2482, Melinda Bonnell, Chickberry Farms, preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is site plan 24-65, Con Edison Development Incorporated, Del Mar B, conditional use number 2385, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for an 18.28-acre ground-mounted solar array farm, transformers, fencing with interwoven screening, a Knox box, and other site improvements. Staff note that the site was the subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2385, for the establishment of a solar facility to be located within a general residential district, which was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 6, 2024, and the use was established through ordinance number 2984. Staff further note that the conditional use site plan was submitted prior to June 30th, 2022, the approval of the county's solar farm ordinance number 2920, which was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of April 25th, 2023. Therefore, though not a requirement, staff can continue to encourage the application of the minimum standards required through ordinance, the solar code ordinance in the county code. The property is located on the north side of West Line Road, Sussex County Road 512, approximately 0.67 mile west of Del Mar Road, Route 54 in Del Mar, Delaware. Applicant has provided details of the proposed financial security package for the decommissioning for review by the commission. Subject to the commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security, the preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 532, map 19.00, parcel 57.00. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
And before we make a motion, and I see Mr. Whitehouse has it on the screen, just to confirm for the record, staff's okay with the financial security that's been proposed?
So this one in particular is actually quite conservative in their calculation. And they even state, the applicant does, that this is a conservative calculation in that the disassembly and disposal cost is $239,000, which is on par with what we've seen with other projects for the removal of the solar modules. It's the site restoration fund of $45,000 that if those panels were smashed and destroyed and the entire site had to be remediated, $45,000 would not cover that. So if it's the commission's will to increase that number, we could make any final plan approval contingent upon that being revised. We could bring it back to you once we've explored it further. There is a number, it's just the site restoration number seemed a bit low in my opinion.
And you would establish that number that would be more reasonable?
Correct. I guess it depends on the total coverage of the footprint of the panels, and we'll have to compare it to others, but it did seem very low to me.
I agree. Okay. So how do I make that motion?
I would think it would be just as simple as approve the preliminary site plan for S2465 Connison Development Inc. Del Mar B, conditional use number 2385, as a preliminary, with staff to review the financial security and then come back to the commission for final site plan approval.
That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 2465 Con Edison Development Incorporated Del Mar B, conditional use number 2385, preliminary site plan as a preliminary, with the instruction that the staff would review the financial security information presented and bring it back to the commission for final approval. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Your next item is site plan 25-13, Schrock Properties LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 5,000 square foot building for the use as storage. Property is located on the north side of Beach Highway, Sussex County Road 16. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 430, map 5.00, parcel 71.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, this request is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Chairman, in regards to S-25-30 Rock Properties LLC, I move for approval of pulling to the final site plan approval. F upon receipt of all agency.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Correct.
Yep. I second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to approve site plan 2513 Schrock Properties LLC, preliminary site plan as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2021-31 Black Oak, formerly known as Glenwood Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for Black Oak, formerly known as Glenwood, a cluster subdivision to consist of 127 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forested landscape buffers. The final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 28, 2023. The amenities plan proposes the construction of a 2,980-square-foot clubhouse, pool, tot lot, pickleball courts, parking, and other supplementary site improvements. Property is located on the northwest side of Black Oak Drive within the existing and previously approved Black Oak subdivision in Lewis, Delaware. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 335, map 7.00, parcel 6.23. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, regarding 2021-31 Black Oak, formerly known as Glenwood, I move that we approve the amenities plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amenities plan for subdivision 2021-31 Black Oak, formerly known as Glenwood. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-06 Brentwood, formerly known as Coral Lakes and Coral Crossing, amenities plan.
This is an amenities plan for Brentwood, formerly known as Coral Lakes, a cluster subdivision to consist of 304 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forested landscaper buffers. The final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 29th, 2023. The amenities plan proposes a construction of a 5,680 square foot more or less clubhouse, 4,390 square foot more or less pool area, tot lot, indoor and outdoor pickleball courts, small and large dog parks, cluster mailbox, patio, walking trail, future sports field, parking, and other supplementary site improvements. The property is located on the northwest corner of Reef Road and Chicory Drive within the existing and previously approved Brentwood subdivision in Lewis, Delaware. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 67.01. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably of this proposal. Staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay. Any questions for this one?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the amenities plan for site plan 2021-06 Brentwood, formerly known as Coral Lakes and Coral Crossing.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the amenities plan for subdivision 2021-06 Brentwood, formerly known as Coral Lakes and Coral Crossing, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Bobby Collins, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
And this is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands with excess off a proposed 40-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 7.00 acres, and the residual lands will contain 45.069 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Beach Highway, Route 16. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. This tax parcel, District 430, Map 5, Parcel 7.01. The zoning is agricultural residential district. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, sustain for this. Turn it over to Mr. Collins.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement for lands of Bobby Collins with final approval by staff subject to receipt of all regulatory approvals.
We move and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement for lands of Bobby Collins as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record show the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Butler abstaining. Our next item was lands of Foresight LLC, Concord Pond Road, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with excess off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.885 acre. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.770 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 2.215 acres, more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 2.113 acres, more or less. And the residual land will contain 1.87 acres, more or less. Lots one through four shall have excess off the proposed access easement, and the residual lands have excess off Holly Valley Road. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Concord Pond Road, Sussex County Road 516. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 231, MAP 12.00, parcel 156.00. The zoning is one agricultural residential district and GR general residential district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, the lands of Foresight LLC, Concord Pond Road. I move for approval of minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement. So we are in receipt of everything, correct? Yep, with final upon staff.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the subdivision lands of Foresight LLC, Concord Pond Road. Minor subdivision plan off of proposed 30-foot easement with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Foresight LLC, King Road. Minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands with excess off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.8425 acre, and the residual land will contain 0.7881 acre. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of King Road, Sussex County Road 525. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 231, MAP 13.00, and parcel 10.04. The zoning is AR1, agricultural residential. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, lands of Foresight LLC, King Road. I move for approval of the minor subdivision of a 30-foot easement with approval for preliminary and final upon staff.
Second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve the lands of Eugene and Brooke Nichols minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Withers, I think you read Eugene and Brooke
Nichols. Read the wrong one. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Getting ahead of myself. Let's try that again. It's been moved and seconded to approve the lands of Foresight LLC, King Road, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Eugene and Brooke Nichols, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands with excess off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress, egress, access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.769 acre, and the residual lands will contain 2.1864 acres. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Baker Mill Road, Sussex County Road 483. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 231, MAP 1700, and parcel 1300. Zoning is AR1, agricultural residential. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to lands of Eugene and Brooke Nichols, I move for approval of minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Eugene and Brooke Nichols as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Mario Ramirez, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands with excess off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one residual lands will consist of 1.23 acres. Proposed Lot 2 will consist of 0.75 acres. Proposed Lot 3 will consist of 0.75 acres, and proposed Lot 4 will also consist of 7.5 acres. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the northeast side of Bethesda Road, Sussex County Road 326, approximately 951 feet southeast of Governor Stokely Road, Sussex County Road 432. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 133, map 6.00, parcel 258.01. The zoning is AR1 agricultural residential district. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Mario Ramirez, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Mario Ramirez as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Gloria M. Robinson Ayers, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement, 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands with excess off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed Lot 1 will consist of 1.0015 acres. Proposed Lot 2 will consist of 1.6204 acres. Proposed Lot 3 will consist of 0.7602 acre, and the residual land will contain 2.1730 acres. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Bunting Road, Sussex County Road 322. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 133, map 6.00, parcel 27.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Gloria M. Robinson Ayers, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Gloria M. Robinson Ayers as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. That completes our other